Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Rock on, Cheryl. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's on vacation. I'm flying solo. Just me and Matt, the news guy, when he's available. And Rob Center, when I can snag him in the hallway, right? It's an all-guy thing. Maybe we'll grab Mark Lawrence and drag him in here, and Kevin will visit later as well, and it'll be like a testosterone-y kind of show, the San Francisco treat. Anyway, what was I going to talk about? Oh, the song was called Soaking Up the Sun, and I was kind of thinking to myself how miserable yesterday was, weather-wise. Yeesh. Today, the same thing. Little rain and drizzle, cloudy, but mild. Temperature's about 51. And then when it's sunny, it seems to be cold. So I think we have to switch their companions, you know what I mean? Sunny and warm would be nice, cloudy and cold, you know, that kind of thing. But it hasn't worked out. And like, for instance, this Saturday will be the same thing. Part of tomorrow, actually, your Friday, the sun starts to increase, but the wind increases and the cold comes in. So Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny. We're all like, yay! But it'll be blustery and cold, and temperatures will only be at freezing with the wind chill probably lower. So what would you prefer? That's an interesting social media question. Laura's not here. She'd probably pop it on, but you know, the toll-free lines are always open. You can call. It's kind of lonely in here this morning. I'm just thinking, which would you rather? I love sunshine, and I don't mind cold temperatures. I'm that weird guy, yeah. So, you know, Saturday's going to be great for me. Sunny, 30, yeah, plus wind chill. I'll still take it. I'll just dress in layers and enjoy the sunshine. But today, temperatures in the 50s and another gray, ugly, drizzly day. No. Thank you.
Our valley is a great
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
Netflix has been making shows aimed at older viewers, shows like Grace and Frankie and The Kaminsky Method. Because check this out, apparently those shows geared towards the elderly audiences are doing really well. Netflix noticed this. They just announced a whole new lineup of shows for older viewers. For example, Chef's Table Soft Food Edition is coming out. There's comedians on scooters getting prescription blood thinners. That's a good one. There's The Good Place, that place where all my friends are.
94.1 WQKX. That'll get you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow. There's White Snake.
Love that one.
What was that White Snake commercial during the Super Bowl? It was pretty funny.
Oh.
The two people getting married and the one guy's, yeah, his vows are a White Snake song. And it's that song. And she says, you realize you're reciting lyrics from a White Snake song. And he says, I do. That was good stuff.
That was, yeah.
You know, I don't know. People pan the Super Bowl commercials, but I don't think they were that bad. I just think that some people are stuck in the fact that they all have to be funny, and they all don't have to be funny.
I think there were worse years of the Super Bowl commercials. These were actually pretty good for the most part.
They weren't too bad. We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. Local sports, Bucknell's got a good new football coach. I think that's kind of exciting.
That's right, yes. Dave Ciccini, and we'll be talking about him coming up next. Yeah, seems to be a great fit. Was the winningest coach at Valparaiso, and that's where he's coming from. Set a lot of records as the offensive coordinator at Lehigh University, and also he was a all-time receiver at Lehigh, so this seems to be a pretty good fit, I think.
And you could say Lehigh's kind of local. I mean, it's all Pennsylvania, you know,
exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah, so, a couple hours away.
Yeah, good luck with Bucknell. They really need to turn the football program around there. I would love to see it happen. Although I'm a little sad that they didn't take a more careful look at my resume. But, you know.
Oh, yeah, I could see you roaming the sidelines. Bringing the old school version back.
Bringing the old smash mouth football back.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, speaking of football, I read this early this morning. There's a guy in New Orleans who wrote the New Orleans Saints loss to the Rams into his obituary.
What?
This is why, and the family let it go. I mean,
wow.
There could be a sense of humor in your obituary. I've read funny ones before, and if you're that kind of person, I mean, God knows mine's going to be funny someday.
And obviously, they were all Saints fans.
Yeah, they were Saints fans. The obituary read, quote, he died Sunday at 1 o'clock because he was determined not to watch Super Bowl 53.
That was an hour before the main pregame started on CBS.
There you go. His name was Henry Jamais, a former veteran and law enforcement officer, and a diehard, if I could use the word diehard, diehard Saints fan.
That's pretty literal, actually.
And he just couldn't get over that non-call, and he packed it in. News, sports, and AccuWeather next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Not only is it time to run, but
KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, the A-team in this area. And thank you for listening. Laura's not with us. She's traveling, and she's on her way to Iowa. And the weather in Iowa is just miserable. The whole midsection of the country getting hammered with snow and ice again. And by the time it gets here, it's rain because we're on the lower part of the jet stream. Could you tell? I'm a Weather Channel freak. But anyway, we will not be getting the snow, but the Midwest is. So safe travels to Laura this morning. You could be traveling to Lewisburg, the Soika Psycho Center, as I call it, to watch the Harlem Globetrotters. And you know what? We've got a family four-pack right now, but I want you moms and dads to call in who have kids between the age of 6 and 12, because not only will you, you know, get in for free, but your kid, your child, could be an honorary Globetrotter. Is that cool or what?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller 4. Good luck to you, 94KX. This is caller 4.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Joe McGinley.
Hey, Joe. Where are you from?
I'm from Mifflinville.
Oh, all right. I know a lot of McGinleys in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. That's where I'm from, Joe. You got any relatives up that way, buddy?
Yeah, I have relatives, coal region and up there, yep.
There you go. Hey, do you have a 6 or 12-year-old kid? You have a youngster?
Yes, I have an 8 and a 12-year-old.
All right, well, you pick which one might be playing. Here's the deal. You've got a family four-pack to see the Harlem Globetrotters at Bucknell, and they're looking for an honorary player, so you got one of your kids qualified right now. We'll let you know if they win, okay?
Yes.
All right, man.
Laura in the morning. Get up.
94.1 WQKX. News coming up next, a check on sports and AccuWeather. We were just talking about that winter storm Lucien, which is coming across the Midwest, and I'm a Weather Channel geek, Matt. Could you tell?
Yes, you are. Yes.
So the cold air is on the top of the jet stream, and the warm air is on the bottom. So parts of the Midwest right now are getting hammered with snow and sleet and freezing rain, and that's where Laura's heading.
I was about to say, she's heading right into the thick of it.
Yeah, she's going into Iowa, so we're crossing our fingers that everything's okay on her vacation, her little trip. And then on this side, we got the rain yesterday instead of the snow, which is good. And we're getting a little drizzle today instead of sleet. A good news story that came out of the bad snow in Minnesota, because they've gotten walloped. A 4-year-old black lab saved a woman's life yesterday in Minnesota. Pretty cool. Its owner was taking out the trash. The lab walked out the door with the owner and just started acting strange. And the owner noticed that his dog was acting strange. And there they found an 87-year-old woman laying in the snow.
Whoa.
She had fallen, and she was about probably to freeze to death.
Well, she just had her ears kind of perched up and looking at me like, you know, like she just don't normally do that. So I knew sometimes you just get that feeling something's up. We've been very proud of her because, you know, it's not every dog that, you know, pays attention to things like this. And she got so many treats, it was a shame.
Love that Minnesota accent.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah, like, that's just great. Just so, people in the Midwest are just genuinely nice. From
you
what
are
I've
correct.
Heard.
Yes, you are correct. And he just noticed his dog was acting a little strange. So he lets the dog out of the yard and follows the dog. And here's this woman laying on the sidewalk. So, like he said, since then, the dog's been getting a lot of treats.
I can imagine so. And deservedly so.
There you go. It's we play stories like that, number one, to make you feel good. And number two, Laura's not here today to talk about her dog. So, you know, we're all good now.
Hi, this is Ethan from Northumberland Hearing Center. If you are
Charity going your separate ways, perhaps this is a good time to talk about this.
Oh, boy.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Valentine's Day is coming. I can't stand Valentine's Day. I never could. It's not just because I'm divorced. I can't stand Valentine's Day.
So you didn't like it even when you were married?
Before I was married, when I was, you know, single and dating. Now I'm just a grumpy old man. I just think...
You are such a hater. It really is.
Oh, God, here we go. Stop him before he says something he'll regret. I just think that it just... I don't know, Matt. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I think... do something nice for that special something,
yeah.
Somebody every day. Like you and your wife. Now I know you're newlyweds, and I get that part. But you like you're nice to each other, and you do nice things for each other.
We do. Yeah.
Why
so
do
we
you
try
have to wait till February 14th?
It's a valid point. It should be done all year round, just like everyone should have the Christmas spirit all year round, all that stuff.
Perfect.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, perfect analogy. So I'm reading this morning that Hooters is having a promotion for Valentine's Day
for
people who don't have a significant other. They've done it before. It's their annual Shred Your Ex promotion. You come into Hooters with a picture of your ex, and they'll shred it, and you get 10 free wings.
Oh, boy.
Is there a Hooters on 1115 on the strip there?
No, it's one of the chains that we don't have on the strip.
Maybe Bloomsburg? Is there Harrisburg? Anyway, get us a Hooters. Okay. Anyway, I think it's a great promotion. And now here's the funny part. You can also upload a picture of your ex, send it to the Hooters website. They'll shred it. And then I guess you get a coupon for the free wings. So that's like, okay, is that the wimpy way out? I don't know. But I was thinking, you know... what if your ex works at Hooters?
Well, then, obviously, there's an issue.
Yeah.
What does your morning...
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
A Cleveland mom was arrested this week after her child brought marijuana-infused gummy candies to school and shared them with at least 12 other students. Teachers became suspicious when the school band sounded good.
The song just sounds too much like a pub song. I feel like I should be holding a beer. It's one of those things. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:30. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. We like to do musical birthdays before we sing ourselves into a birthday. Buddies, Steve Bronski is 59 today. Who?
Yeah, I got nothing there.
You might not even remember the band Bronski Beat. They actually had a couple of hits. Here's another one that you might not know. Sully Erna.
Yep, got nothing.
Sully Erna is 51 today. Sully is from the band Godsmack. Okay, you just don't know the band members' names.
No.
In some of these. And finally, Garth Brooks is 57 today.
Oh, okay, now we all know that one.
Because everybody's got friends in low places.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I've heard he's such a cool dude. I've actually had a buddy of mine who does morning radio in Illinois that's interviewed him a few times, and he said he's like the coolest dude ever.
He's supposed to be just, down to earth. There's a guy I want to have a beer with.
Exactly right.
Garth Brooks. Hey, it's time for Tom and Laura's birthday party. See what I did? I said it like Garth Brooks. I got friends in low place. Birthday.
Birthday buddies.
All right, happy birthday to Benjamin Sprankle from Middleburg. He's 38 today.
Kyle Muffley is 25. Happy birthday.
Cheryl Schellenberger is 44 today.
Marissa Lebo is from Paxitis, and she is 29. Happy birthday.
Cindy Daly from Sunbury is 58 today.
Michaela Ramberger from Dalmatia is 26. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Elizabeth Marks from Sealands Grove. She's the big 4'3".
Sean Felty from Sealands Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Sean's an old buddy of mine.
There you go. I like it.
Hey, Sean, you're getting old. And speaking of that, a friend of mine from Sunbury, Jeff Furlong from Custom Metal Coating, is 42 years old today, and he's not listening because he's baking the chassis of Sealands Grove Speedway race cars.
Oh, there
but
you
Jeff,
go.
Happy birthday, my man.
Joanne Rothermel is 64. Happy birthday.
Kaylee Savage is 18 today. Happy birthday, girl.
Tangelina Dorman is 29. Happy birthday.
Kristen Jones from Sealands Grove is 55.
Valerie Henry from South 10th Street is 46. Not sure where on what borough that would
she's
be.
Somewhere.
But it's 330 South 10th Street, PA. She's 46. Happy birthday.
That's the text club for you. You got any more?
I have one more, Valerie Neidick from Sunbury. She is also 46.
All right, there you have it. A big happy birthday to Sarah Long. I hope she's still on the school bus. She's from Northumberland. She's 11 years old today, on her way to Priestley Elementary, my favorite elementary school in the world. All three of my daughters ran through that place. That happy birthday comes from her mom, Jen, who is also an old soccer buddy of mine. Sarah's quite the soccer player, too. So there you go. Everybody has a birthday. All you got to do is let us know on that text club and do it right. Social media, or you can always call it in on our toll-free line. Every morning at about this time, News Guy Matt, it's Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Because I got some friends in low places. 94KX.
It's a huge
QKX. If you had my love, you better get it right. Valentine's Day is next Thursday, if that's your gig. I don't want to be the grouch like Laura and News Guy Matt accuse me of being the hater. I don't like that word, hate. So I'll say grouch instead. It is Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Believe it or not, there may be more Valentine's Day grouches than they are lovers, than haters. I don't know. If you had to grade the level of effort your partner puts into that day we call Valentine's Day, would they pass or would they fail? Believe it or not, only 15% of people in a new survey gave their partner an A. Ooh. 6% gave their partner a B, 10% a C, 11% a D, below average, and a whopping 58% gave their significant other an F. They failed on Valentine's Day. Wow. You better step up your game, my friend. The same survey also told the 10 things we want for Valentine's Day. Number one, a nice dinner out. 58% said that's a good gift. Number two, like the, you know, chocolate, 50% of us. Number three, flowers. Number four, a massage. By who? That's enough. Number five, a home-cooked meal. Can you handle it? I could. Number six, jewelry. Number seven, a trip to somewhere warm and exotic. How about this studio on any given morning? It's not exotic, but it's about 90 degrees in here. A spa package. That's a good idea, right? Number nine, a night or two at a local hotel. Hey, we're heading to Danley's. I'm kidding. All right. A night or two at a local hotel. And finally, number 10 on the list of great Valentine's Day gifts, tickets to a comedy show. Sometimes your relationship is a comedy show. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 8 o'clock news coming up. Check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Her name is Lauren. It's not Adele. Okay, I just want to throw it out there.
Yeah, I always get confused every time I hear this song, and I'm like, wait a minute, I have to do a double take.
Yeah, it sounds just like Adele. Maybe they're related. I don't know. We should Google it and check it out. Hey, here's the deal. I want to be Rob Gronkowski's older brother.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so maybe tomorrow I'll start calling myself Tom Morgan, but my real name is Tom Gronkowski. Okay, that whether you love the Patriots or not, Gronk is just a fun guy.
Yes, he's a different kind of person.
Yes, that's a good way to put it, Matt. He's getting like rave reviews and not-so-rave reviews on his behavior at the Patriots parade, which was quite crazy. I thought last year's parade in Philadelphia was wild.
Yes. Well, and, you know, for all the backlash Eagle fans get, what the Patriot fans did, I have to say, that was pretty bad.
Well, that big brawl was.
The big brawl is what I'm talking about. Yeah, it was very bad.
But a parade, you know, the Philly parade was great. So it's like New Englanders made it better by their bigger numbers, like millions upon millions. But the fight, yeah, that was a bad thing. But last night, Rob Gronkowski was on Jimmy Fallon, and he had to answer for taking that can of beer to the face. So he was quite amusing.
The parade is hands down the best party. It's the best experience anyone can go through.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going on the duck boats. We have 1.5 million fans show up into the city of Boston. I mean, Boston. Patriot Nation always represented.
Yeah.
Something. We had literally, there was like five, you know, those nipple shots. There was like five of them were thrown at one time, and then there was like five beers coming at one time. And everyone on the duck boat juking home. We're getting good practicing for next season, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And then next thing you know, I moved back a little. I'm just chilling, looking, and poof, pop. You see that?
Yeah, you got cut.
Full beer can right to
the
face.
Look at this. Turn that camera there. Can you zoom?
I was bleeding all over on the parade, on the duck boat. Then my dad, you know, he's blocking all the next shots. You can see him. He's karate kicking a beer flying at me.
Karate kicking a beer is pretty legendary.
Yes,
that's fantastic.
If you're going to act up in public at a parade, do it with your dad.
Yeah, I can see that runs in the family now.
So, Gronk, next parade, bud, if there is one, I'm your dad.
Pennsylvania, ready, set, ski.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work Thursday. Flashback Friday tomorrow, and we'll have a local band live in the studio tomorrow. This will take me back like 30 years. It'll be so great. The local band Invictum, you may have heard them. They're amazing. They're going to be in the studio tomorrow talking about their new EP. I guess, do we still call them EPs? It's a CD. Or it's an upload, but it's only got a few songs on it. So it's not an LP, which used to be a long play, which used to have 9 or 10 songs, or even more. But it's an EP, and it's great. Every song on it is amazing. And I heard it, and I thought, we got to get these guys some love, man. We got to get these guys some love. And so we put it all together, and it's going to happen. They're going to be in the studio tomorrow about 8:15, and we're going to Facebook Live them doing an unplugged version of one of the songs on that EP called Scars That Heal. It's just going to be great. Make sure you're here tomorrow. We're going to throw it back, man. It's a Flashback Friday, but we're going to throw it back to, like, the first generation of 94KX when this show was called Breakfast with Morgan, and we had this local band on called the Badleys. Yeah. Do you remember that far back? There you go. Do you remember the first season of The Simpsons? Can you remember that far back? Fox has announced that they've renewed The Simpsons for 2 more seasons. It's the longest reigning animated show in the history of television. Previously held by the Flintstones, by the way. That goes back to my days. But anyway, seasons 31 and 32 will be on the way. And that'll put over 700 episodes. That is just amazing. Now, are they going to change the show? I hope not. The show has gotten better, and very few long-running television shows have survived simply because they get better. But there's some kind of question in the air because our friends at Disney have purchased 20th Century Fox. And that is the studio that owns The Simpsons and Family Guy. If you watch that as well. So we'll kind of keep our fingers crossed that that new ownership doesn't change anything, but I'm sure it will. And there you have it. The Simpsons for 2 more seasons, season 31 and 32. Talk about covering the generations.
Rock.
We've got the best of from last night.
Officials in Boston are saying 12 people were arrested during the New England Patriots victory parade. So at least it was more exciting than the game.
A Colorado runner was attacked by a mountain lion, but he fought back and killed the lion with his bare hands. Wow.
What?
I don't see how that guy could run with testicles that big.
Men who smoke cannabis have higher sperm counts. They looked at pot smokers. The sperm counts were higher when the men were higher. But I guess this explains why Bob Marley had so many children.
I read that Trump's speech was the third longest ever at 82 minutes. It was so long, even Barack Obama was like, this guy's got to speed things up.
Dunkin' Donuts will be hosting donut-themed weddings at a chapel in Las Vegas. The first 100 couples will receive a bouquet made entirely out of donuts. Yeah, this is exactly what Vegas weddings need. More regrets.
It's time to wake up.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're at work already. Do you have somebody on your staff who doesn't make eye contact? That kind of bugs me. I want to just grab them by the eyelids and just
see
force
you're
them.
Doing that, too.
What's that hand signal you do? You do this all the time, that little
I'm
V.
I'm watching you.
I'm watching that kind of thing. But it's okay. Today, there's a study out that says it's all right if you're that kind of person who can't make eye contact because there's more of you now. What? Anyway, here's the deal. Experts say if eye contact makes you nervous, stare at their nose, their mouth, or their forehead, because most likely they won't be able to tell the difference. Isn't that funny?
I guess that's true because it's all in the same region.
It's kind of the area. But if I'm going to try it today at work right here after the show. I'm going to just like start staring at somebody's nose. And I bet you they'll say like, do I have like a bat in the cave?
Or you stare at somebody's mouth and be like, do I have something in my teeth?
Yeah. If you stare, exactly. And if their forehead maybe is closer to the eyes, what do you think? Eyebrows, forehead?
Yeah, I would say more forehead.
But what if you got a coworker that has, what do they call it?
A five head?
A five head? It's like a real tall Herman Munster kind of thing going on there.
No.
So I don't know. I'm kind of nervous. But I'm going to try this at work today and the rest of the day here in the studio. And if we come in tomorrow morning to do the show and I got like a black eye or something.
Then we'll know what happened.
Yeah.
You want a Mac kind.
Oh, love that song. 94KX, it's getting me ready for Flashback Friday. When you go back into the 80s, the album Kick from NXS was their best seller ever. Sometimes you kick, sometimes you get kicked. How's your work day working out? Huh? Well, Flashback Friday tomorrow. All month long, we're teaming up with Evangelical Community Hospital to rock red for healthy hearts. And we've had a blast already. A free heart screening is coming up Friday the 15th. That's a week from tomorrow at the Community Health and Wellness Center in Lewisburg. Check that out. Freedom from smoking is also available because you'll hear most doctors say the best way you could help your heart is to quit smoking if you smoke. Okay, so freedom from smoking is available. And a blood screen is coming up as well. Next week. All the details wait for you at WQKX.com. Just click on the Rock Red banner.
This is the
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Without Laura, she's on a jet plane on her way to Iowa to visit some friends. She's taking the rest of the week off, I guess that's what we should say. And then Kyle comes in all dressed up like things are getting kooky around here. What
a weird week.
Is it picture day today or something?
It actually is picture day.
Remember that in school when you were little? You'd have to dress up.
Yeah, but in school, through elementary and middle school, I was okay because I'd always be reminded, hey, you have picture day today, and I get my outfit laid out. But then in high school, I'd always forget. So if you look through my high school yearbook pictures.
Really bad?
One year I'm in a t-shirt. Another year I'm in just t-shirts every year because I never...
Yeah.
I never remembered or cared.
You got the sport coat on and everything,
man. Looking very spiffy today.
Yeah.
Dressed to the nines, and you're in Flyers gear, so I'm guessing there's a hockey game.
Tonight, yes.
Tonight, okay.
See, now, news guy Matt looks probably like your high school pictures in your yearbook.
You do. Yeah, I'm kind of that. I'm that way today.
I think I even wore a hat junior year.
There you go.
See, there you go.
You're looking good. I thought maybe you bought the place or something.
No.
No?
No.
Not yet?
No, not that fancy. I'd be in a suit if I did that.
Kyle's next.